a headline on the Drudge Report. Listen to this. This is very interesting. A friend of mine made me aware of this. The headline said concerning the Trump presidency, the new world order. Bingo, that's just what I've been talking to you about. The new world order. Good morning, everyone. It's another week of the Revelation series. And yeah, I'm moving on. Watch me. Watch me move on. Unless I have one more thing to say. Hang on a second here. Oh, I am thankful for the presence of alternative news media, because we all know that the mainstream news media is just that, mainstream. And alternative sources of information are fantastic. And we have the internet to thank for that. And this is what you're watching now. You're watching an alternative source of truth, because we know the mainstream has sold out. Mainstream everything has sold out to their own. Well, let's put it this way. Satan wants to get his message out to as many people as possible. And he knows that people like to do the accepted thing, what everybody thinks they should do. And he knows that people today are being groomed to care much, much too much about what other people think of them. So we're not of that disposition, are we? Because if we did, we wouldn't be believing in this truth. We're out of step with the whole world. And so any source of news or source of spiritual truth that is also out of step with the mainstream world marching lockstep, then it's a good thing. And I'm thankful for the internet. I'm thankful for this voice that I'm able to have here with you. And may God preserve it. And I pray it never goes away. It's part of this day. The internet has its downfalls. But remember, God is doing a fast work today. Everything is increasing. The speed, knowledge, and the intensity, complexity. So everything's changing, and yet, and that can be a bad thing. It throws us all off. But on the other hand, this internet has brought us together. We are able to fellowship and unite as we've never been able to do before. And God has provided this as a mercy to us. Because I think back in the day, before all this crazy technology came about, I think that the days were not yet in that extremity that we see today. Paul prophesied about in the last days, perilous periods will be present. Well, it's gotten worse and worse by the month, by the year, by the day even, because it's exponential increase. So back in the day, even like in the 50s, the 30s, 40s, 50s, this truth was out there, but there were larger groups of people. I mean, I look at Unsearchable Riches magazine. I look at issues of that magazine from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, and there were gigantic meetings. There were evangelists in this truth. I hate to use that word evangelist almost, because you instantly think of Benny Hinn or Joel Osteen. No, real evangelists who had the evangel. To me, that's the number one qualification of an evangelist, is to have the evangel. And these people were all over the place. They're having meetings with 200, 300 people, even here in Florida. There's a guy named Adlai Lowdy who wrote a book called God's Aeonian Purpose. And he was traveling throughout Florida. He might have had his headquarters in Lake City. I'm not sure. But he had a church for the love of God. The man had a church in Fairview, South Carolina. And I've taught there. I mean, I'd never met Adlai Lowdy. He died before I came into this truth. He died in late 60s, I think. But he had a church in South Carolina, and he taught this stuff. I mean, he was plugged into A.E. Knock. And actually, Mr. Lowdy was not a great writer, but Mr. Knock edited his stuff and made it look great. And he has a book called God's Aeonian Purpose, which you can get at concordant.org. It's a great resource. It covers just about everything. Of course, I don't believe, there's one thing I disagree with Mr. Lowdy about, and that's the snatching away of the body of Christ. Mr. Lowdy tends to mirror the mainstream Christian idea that the snatching away is going to be millions of people flying off into space and leaving a wreckage, a train wreck in its wake. Planes crashing, cars crashing, buses with school children. The driver is a believer. Of course, the school bus driver is a believer. Crashes, kills everyone on board. Not him, though. He flies off to heaven. This is a ridiculous scenario. This is the left behind scenario. It's nuts, because For one thing, Paul brings blessing and peace and life. The circumcision gospel. Now we can talk about whole buses being burned up and the inhabitants being killed. Yes, in the circumcision evangel. But Paul leaves a train of blessing wherever he goes. That's right. The Philippian jailer was saved under Paul's ministry, under Paul's evangel. I hate that word ministry too. That sounds hokey. It's just a thing that ministers to you from a minister. Ah, I hate that. I did a funeral one time. I've done like three or four of them. Please don't ask me though, because I don't want to do any more. But I officiated at a funeral, and the funeral director came up to me. I was in a suit, of course, looking spiffy. The funeral director came up to me, and he called me Reverend. And I just about, excuse me, Reverend? He had a question to ask about what I was going to say or where I was going to say it at the graveside. And he called me Reverend. People have referred to me as minister. It's like, please, no, I despise these titles. Despise them. I was going to start reading into Revelation 18. Well, we're already into it. In fact, I was reading it a few days ago before the election threw us all for a loop, and I ended up ending around verse 5, so I'm going to begin with verse 6, and I'm going to wing it through the rest of this book. Then we'll touch on what Enoch has to say, and then guess what? We're in chapter 19, and we're moving along. But right now, on a personal note, this is a personal note now. And I do remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was talking about the fellowship that Christ has with God. And God longed for fellowship, which is why he created Christ. He did. Christ is called the firstborn of the creation of God. And then from Christ comes humanity. And Christ has a many-membered body. And Christ longs for fellowship. He misses us. He's coming to get us. And the physical analogy I gave on this earth that we can see every day, is a man and a woman. And of course the prototype there is Adam and Eve. And I told you how my life is really lacking in that department, because God put this need in me to have a helper and a female companion to go through this life with me, to love me, and someone whom I can love, because I have a great capacity to love. And this is really missing in my life. And people say, Martin, you just have to toughen it up. Toughen up. Be alone. Just be alone. Can I do that? Yes. I could be alone the rest of my life. I could. But life doesn't go well for me when I'm in that position. I mean, I'm going to do this work no matter what. I told you that. You have no worries there. But it's not good for a man to be alone. This is what I tell these people. Look, I didn't say this. It's in Genesis. Look, God said it's not good for a man to be alone. Now, my apostle, the Apostle Paul, says, ideally, it'd be great. Don't touch a woman, Paul says. It's ideal for a man not to touch a woman. Okay, what's plan B? Do you have another option there? And he says, yeah, well, you know, if you need to be with somebody, then be with somebody. You're not sinning. All right. Well, I'd like to explore that area. And I'm talking to you about that now because I'm taking applications. Sure, why not? And I don't know how else to do it, because I really need someone who gets this truth. I want someone who I can discuss these things with and read scripture with, and somebody who gets it and who gets me and who understands that we're on the Titanic, but who wouldn't mind, you know, sampling the hors d'oeuvres on the Titanic while it's sinking. I mean, it's sinking, but, you know, let's have fun while it's sinking. I say get on the lifeboat. That's true. Okay, so let me retract a little bit. We're on the Titanic. I said get on the lifeboat. All right. All right, maybe we can find one of the nicer lifeboats and bring some snacks from the Titanic. This is my plan. Let's bring some snacks from the Titanic, some good snacks. As long as everything's being, you know, tilting at a 40-degree angle, let's go up into the first class section. Let's go hang out by the Grand Stairway while we can, and maybe find some classy hors d'oeuvres, some great hors d'oeuvres. So if you're a woman, and if you're listening to my voice, and if you think that we might get along, I'm taking applications. I mean, not like it sounds like I'm the Sultan or something. I'm taking applications. No, look, I have a lot to give, and I think somebody out there does too. For some reason now, this is I picture me with someone younger than myself. 'Cause listen, I have the disposition of a 20-year-old, and I have great energy in all areas of life. Although I am sometimes boring. People can't believe that about me, but I do like to just, sit around and take it easy once in a while. I'm not extremely driven. I am driven. I am a motivated person. I'm extremely motivated because of this message. And I want to spend the last days of this eon putting this message out. And maybe there's somebody out there listening to me who wants to do the same thing. I mean, that would be great. I'm putting myself out there right now. Contact me, mzender at martinzender.com. Maybe we can start a dialogue. Like I say, I picture somebody younger than myself, and it would be great. No, you have to be in shape. I mean, you have to be healthy. You don't have to be perfect for the love, but I take good care of myself. I run 11 miles out here, and I work out, and so I really need the same thing. I need somebody who's into being healthy, eating healthy, and looks good in a bikini, really. I mean, that's, you don't even have to look perfect in a bikini, but I'm looking for some bold person who, in all areas of life, goes for it. So that's just one area of life. Somebody who wears a bikini, it's like, wow, that person's bold. Yes, I want a bold person. I need a bold person. And like I say, I'm not looking for a perfect person because there is no such person. And this is essential, what I'm about to tell you. I'm looking for someone who is complete in themselves. The problem is sometimes women tend to put me on a pedestal, and women in this circle, they say, they think that I am going to be the be-all end-all. They're not just looking for, say, a man or a husband. They're looking also for a father. And I can't be that for you. I can't. I know that for a fact because well, never mind. But I need someone who's secure in themselves, who knows who they are, who can stand on their own, because a relationship is about two people able to stand on their own, right? They have to be able to know who they are and not look to another person to validate them. That's it. I mean, I am already validated. I like myself. I amuse myself. I love myself. I had great parents. That's why. That's why. Now, listen, I feel so bad for women who have been sexually abused, who have had absent fathers, and who have this void inside of them. I feel for you. I really do. And it's a horrible situation. I feel like I'm a rare person because my parents were so great. But if you have this void in your life, I'm not for you. I'm not your man. I'm not Mr. Perfect. I mean, sure, I'd love to be respected and loved for my work. I do. But I'm not going to complete you. I know it's a great line from the movie, the Tom Cruise movie with, I was going to say Eleanor Roosevelt. Why can't I think of her name? Jerry Maguire. Yes, you complete me. Well, for a man, this is true because we're actually lacking. So I will say this. I believe for a man, this is true. A woman completes a man. And in a sense, a man completes a woman, but I think a woman more completes a man. I have a theory about the sexes. Let me know what you think. And this isn't a theory, it's a fact, but I still want to know what you think. Men need women. We need you a lot more than you need us, it seems to me. I don't know. But look, if you want to do noble work, I want to start a new video series, and I want a partner in crime. I'm looking for a partner in crime who's young. Legal age, please. Legal age. Young, vibrant, wants to do the most noble work there is. You have to be able to want, and also you need to want to live in a tropical place because I really don't want to move to Alaska or someplace where the snow still flies. In fact, look, I had the opportunity to visit Colombia, South America. This is a great country. It's tropical. It's near the equator. The average temperature in June is 84 degrees. The average temperature in January is 82 degrees. Great place. So I want to be where there are palm trees and an ocean. But the cool thing about Colombia is, I'm just talking off the top of my head here, but I do have a plan forming in my mind. You could live 6 months out of the year in this place. It's extremely inexpensive to live. You know I'm not a rich guy. You don't come to me to get wealthy. That's, you're making a big mistake. You go find a rich guy. I'm not rich, but I have enough to support myself and another person if myself and another person were to live simply. You know, I mean, not talking about living on a park bench, but in Colombia, you like gas is $1.63 a gallon. You can rent a house in a nice neighborhood for like $400 a month. It's crazy cheap. There are some Central American countries that are crazy cheap, but I like South Florida too. It's just a little more difficult to live in South Florida for two people because I'm living on the edge here. I mean, you see, I live in the laundry room, so I get a discount on the El Rente. Yes, they speak Spanish in Colombia. That's a problem. So look, this is not a desperate plea. I'm not desperate, and I don't want you to be desperate either. But if you're up for an adventure, if you're a little bit crazy, not nuts. I don't want nuts. I don't need nuts, but I do need crazy. I need somebody who's like ready to just go for it, to take a chance, to live a life of intensity and possible occasional boredom, right? It's all good. Again, I have the disposition of a 20-year-old. That's how I think. That's how I am. That's how I do things, if you know what I mean. You catching my drift there? I'm trying to be subtle there. But I'm not looking for a roommate. I'm not looking for only a partner in crime. I'm looking for a relationship, if you catch my drift. So, mzender@martinzender.com. All I'm saying is we can start a dialogue. I might be talking to no one. There might be absolutely no one out there, and I'm speaking into the wind. I'm willing to do that. I'm putting myself out there. That's what I do. And I don't know. To me, this is the best way to do this, because what fellowship does believer have with an unbeliever? Does righteousness have with lawlessness? Does Christ have with Belial, the disintegrator? We've got to be on the same page spiritually. Got to. I'm not into one-night stands either. I've never figured out how to do that. I've never figured out how to be in a sexual relationship without commitment, without love, without everything else working. See, I'm not that kind of a guy. Sometimes I wish I could read a book on how to do it, because it seemed like it would be a simpler life, but I can't do it that way. So, what, this is Monday, yes. So, tomorrow I'm going to go into Revelation 18. I'm going to get back into the scriptures. And so, thank you all for indulging me, for listening to me. Obviously, what I've said in the last 10 minutes or so doesn't apply to most people who I'm talking to. But you've been very patient, and you've been very indulgent, and I appreciate that. I would do the same for you.